Do you ever feel stuck, like you are living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big Movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm Sharon Lecter, your host. And I have a dear friend that I'm interviewing today that has been in our world for a couple, several years. And he is one of the most optimistic people I've ever met. And David Strauss, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me here. I'm very grateful to be a part of this and to be part of your life. You're a true gem.
Thank you so much. You know, David is an excellent writer. He's also helps other people get their books done. So he has a very thriving career in helping people get their stories, their messages out. But you wrote a book yourself called Dancing with Vampires. And that's, I really want to focus on that. But before we get to that point, I think it's really important for the audience to understand your personal journey, because you have quite the story to share. So tell us a little about a little David. Tell us about little David.
Well, I appreciate that so much. Yeah, what brings me here today is kind of a core belief. I believe the most important decision we'll ever make is the people we choose to associate with. And the reason I believe that is because when I was a child, my mother was very ill. She had a brain tumor. Our family fell apart when she passed away. And I ended up running away from home at the age of 15. And during that journey, I put myself through high school, put myself through college. But I always had a lot of struggles during that time in my life. Just, you know, when you run away from home, it's not because you're feeling loved. And then in 2008, I was hit in the head by a falling rock right after the markets had crashed. And I had gone to New Mexico to visit some ruins and regroup my life and make sense of my life. And, you know, when you ask God for direction, it doesn't always come how you expect it. I got it as a second chance at life. It took me almost 5 years to recover. And that has evolved into speaking and coaching and mentoring. So from childhood runaway to a rock hitting my head to being here with you, it's just an incredible experience.
Well, tell me where the idea of Energy Vampires came from, because I think it's a fantastic brand. So
the real issue was during my recovery from that head injury, what happened was I started taking inventory of my life, all my relationships, my thoughts, and my beliefs. And I realized that I just had a really bad conversation going on in my mind. I had a lot of self-talk, a lot of blame for things that happened to me. And it was actually during Halloween when I wrote it, and I had gone to a outdoor Halloween party, and I saw a bunch of people dressed up as vampires dancing around. And then the concept clicked in my mind. I thought, wow, we all dance with vampires all the time. They're just not dressed in costumes. Those vampires are people in our lives, situations, and then there's our inner vampire, which is our conversation with ourselves. So that's kind of how it happened. It was one of those God moments where the concept just landed in my head.
Well, it's a great version of a positive mindset and, you know, having a positive outlook towards life. And I think it, you know, it's really important for all of us, because with all the things happening in the world today, there's just so much negativity that we need to identify those things that are pulling us down, those things that are sucking our energy out, or the vampires of energy. So share a little bit about your philosophy on how to identify them and then how to get rid of them.
My core, like if I'm going to drill down on the idea of energy vampires, how do you recognize them? The number one indicator is how you feel when you're with somebody. So I believe that your feelings are a really strong indicator of your environment, especially the people that are in your life. And so the first thing is your feelings, but you can also look at the way people are living their lives. That's a good visual indicator of whether they belong in your life or not. But then there's also conversations. You know, when the way people talk with you and treat you is also another great indicator. So when I was taking inventory of my life, I really looked at how people were talking to me, treating me, and going back to my childhood. And so it's sort of like an inventory of how they are presenting themselves and then how you feel when you're around them. So it's a pretty simple concept, but a lot of times we avoid those negative feelings, like we don't listen to our intuition. And then down the road, we're like, oh man, I shouldn't have let that person in my life, or I shouldn't have dated that person, or whatever. So we don't pay attention to the signs.
Well, and you know, in the book, Outwitting the Devil, that I released with Napoleon Hill, it talks about how to get rid of the fear and the negativity in your life. And one of them is the environment, the people that you're hanging out with. And certainly my audience knows I teach the power of association, which is how you started talking about yourself today. So the power of association is everything, the environment that you are in. And so there's somebody out there that now recognizes, I'm in the wrong environment. People are pulling me down. What's the first step you tell them to take?
The first thing I always do when someone says they feel like they're being pulled down by other people is I always suggest people to take a time out. You really need to step back from your life. I believe that the people in our lives and the situations are kind of a mirror of our expectations and our beliefs, or what we believe that we deserve. And so if we take a moment and step back from that relationship, ask us, you know, I always ask myself, well, what am I getting out of this relationship? And what am I giving to this relationship? And is this relationship really feeding me in a level that I deserve? And so it's really important to really kind of disassociate from the relationship and look at it objectively and ask yourself, you know, why am I here? Because if you aren't in a good situation, you can always change it by simply making a decision. Doesn't mean the process is easy. But it's really a matter of stepping back and looking objectively without emotion and then deciding, hey, is this really what I want? And is this really who I am?
I love that. And so, you know, you, in addition to your own personal story and sharing about this, you have several books that you've written, but you also help other people tell their story. Explain the process that you use when you work with someone.
So I think in terms of concept, so I believe everyone's story is their most valuable asset, because your story defines who you are and what you do with your life, the choices you make. And so when it comes to helping people write books, what I really do is kind of, I really literally ask them, what's your story? Because when I ask someone, what's your story, it tells me a lot about their view of the world. And then once they tell me their story, I then ask them, if you could change your story, or if you could find powerful talking points from the lessons of your life and you wanted to write about those, what would those talking points be? So I actually have an online author interview process where I ask people a series of questions, but it really comes down to helping people identify the key talking points in their life, because and the key lessons, because those key lessons are really their assets, what they learned and what defines them.
So folks, he's got all kinds of expertise. He can help you tell your story. He can help you get rid of negative thoughts. And he can also speak to any groups that you have. So David, how can people find you?
They can reach out to me at davidstrauss.com. Easiest way to reach out to me is through my website.
I love that. And on the website, you have that author questionnaire.
Yes, I have access to the author questionnaire. I've got information about, you know, my author coaching process, ghostwriting, and a lot about my story. There's some of my videos on there from my TV appearances and United Nations appearances. So it's all on there for you to learn about me.
I love that. And, you know, what's happening in the world today? So many of us are dealing with that negativity. I mean, you really have to turn off the news. You have to really create the environment that you want to thrive in, instead of being in an environment that pulls you down and sucks the energy out of you, which is the energy, you know, vampires. And so how can they find Dancing with the Vampires? Is it Amazon, through your website? Share how.
Yeah. You can order it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. If you want a signed copy, you can actually go to a link that comes directly to me, which is dancingwithvampires.com. And I would fulfill a signed copy. Otherwise it's available worldwide through all channels.
Well, I love that. And I think that we could all benefit from having a reminder about we are in control of the environment that we are in. So, David, thank you so much for being with me. You're going to hang in, and we're going to do another recording for the private Facebook group called Right. Big Movement. And we're going to go a little deeper into the fact that roads to success are not straight lines, and how you recover from a failure or a setback. And then talk about your daily success habits. So thanks for hanging in there with me. And thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, very much.
For all of you watching and listening, this is David Strauss, Dancing with Vampires. Are you ready to get rid of the negativity and the vampires in your life? And thank you for listening today, watching, rewind it, and remember, it's totally in your control. You control your thoughts, your words, your actions. So have a fantastic day, and thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.